Summer routines live or die by how easy they are. And honestly, if something takes too much effort, I'm out. That's why Grunes is my go-to. It's one daily pack of gummies covering my greens, vitamins, and minerals. Plus, it has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, which is more than 2 cups of broccoli. No mixing powders, no giant pills, no hassle. Just rip open the pack and I'm done. They taste good and it makes it easy to stay on top of my health, even when life gets busy. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're out here at the Tour Championship hanging out. Michelob Ultra tent, guys. It's the Michelob Ultra Club. We'll be here tomorrow, as a matter of fact. And, Mike, we have met a variety of folks today that have come up and said, hey, man, we love the station, love you guys. It's just really cool to interact with all the listeners out here. So thank you, guys, if you had a chance to stop by. And, again, if not today, tomorrow we will be here as well as things are slowly wrapping up here. And we'll get you caught up on a leaderboard in just a little bit. Meanwhile, the Falcons are getting ready for their final preseason game on Friday. That's tomorrow, with the pregame starting at 5, and then, of course, the kick at 7 o'clock tomorrow. But I think more than just the starters playing, and we know who's playing and who's not playing, at least at the quarterback position. Mike, I'm very disappointed. And I said this to you this morning as we were talking about this situation. And what Michael Penix said in his reaction or his answer to not playing tomorrow. Please understand this. It's bigger than a preseason game, okay? It's not just about, well, I want to run him out there and it's a preseason game. Because some of you are telling me preseason doesn't matter. Other folks are telling me preseason does matter. It mattered when Tua sucked, but it doesn't matter when Michael Penix doesn't want to play. So it either matters or it doesn't matter, okay? But the here and now is we need to feel confident about our quarterback. And right. If you feel like Michael Penix is the future, if you feel like he's the franchise quarterback, then you want to feel confident in what he's saying and how he feels about his ability and, more importantly, his competitive drive. So when asked about whether or not he wanted to play, and a reporter, don't know who this was, maybe Joe Patrick can tell us, it doesn't matter. His response was very disappointing because I just expected more from the face of the franchise. Here's what he said about not playing.
Nah, it's soon. I only had 3 practices, 11. Right. I don't want to go out there and do that, you know, but I feel good, though, you know. But that's at the same time, you know, like I said, I only had 3 practices.
Mike?
Look, man, you know what? When he gets out there, he gets out there. I mean, this makes me feel like, okay, week 2, week 3, week 4, I mean, I understand you've gone through a lot. You're dealing with the rehab process. Yes, you want to follow the instructions of the medical staff. But, I mean, guys, it's just whether it's Troy Aikman trying to get back on the field after concussions or Steve Young, there's a drive and there's an, I don't know, there's an energy. You're just not hearing from Mike. And again, as I said to you earlier in the show, you know, in 3 or 4 weeks from now when he's balling out, we can laugh at it. But a lot of guys are hearing that, and they're agreeing with us. But if you are a Michael Penix guy and he can do no wrong by you and you don't believe the injuries are a thing, well, they are a thing. He's an injury-prone guy who can't stay on the field, and now he doesn't want to be on the field because he's not healed up yet enough in his mind.
In his mind.
And that's where it's at. And I'm sorry, guys, we're rooting for the guy, but I heard that today, and a lot of guys agree with us. It just doesn't sound right.
His answer, if you're asking, and I'm glad you are, should have been, man, y'all have no idea how bad I want to be out there. Y'all know I've been hurt numerous times in my career. I'm sick of it, and I'm ready to prove to my teammates and being out there with them, I can't wait. But Coach Stefanski keeps telling me no. Ian Cunningham keeps telling me no. Matt Ryan keeps telling me no. Not you telling yourself no. And that's my problem. Michael, come on, bro. You're the face. You're supposed to be this dude. And that competitive drive that we've seen from other professional athletes that are different, that are special, they don't want to. Nah, bro, you know what? I had 3 practices, man. That ain't enough. I'm good. I'll see y'all on the sideline.
And again, the same guys, it's so funny now, they were telling us, he's ready to go. He's had his 7-on-7s.
He's
all
ready.
All
he's
these
ready.
Penix fans were telling us,
he's
no,
ready.
No, 7-on-7. He doesn't need all that. He just told you, nah, man. Guys, it's why you don't draft him in the first place. Okay? There's an injury history. Okay? He sounds like a beaten-down soul right now. This can change. He'll get some confidence if he gets under center. He finally gets out there in a real game. When that will be, your guess is as good as mine. But it's just, I'm just sorry. If you can sit there and go, nothing wrong with that, you're full of crap. Because if you didn't like him, you'd be saying a whole different story. If this wasn't your type of quarterback, you'd have a whole different feeling for this. So stop and smell what you're shoveling.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't care if he was white, black, yellow, green, or orange. I want to hear from the quarterback of the football team, I am dying to get out there. Not, I know I've been cleared, bro, and I know the doctor told me that my knee is completely healthy and I'll never have to worry about it again, but I don't feel like it's the time or place. When is it going to be perfect? Get out there, force the hand, try to allow them to get you to play, and if the team says, no, we can't do it, then as a fan base, we go, man, the team's holding him back. But it feels like he's holding himself back.
Right.
And that is why that answer is insufficient to me. Thank you, sir. There's a gentleman that's walking by, and he agrees with me.
Right.
404-726-0929. Let's play it again one more time, Orin, for those in the back who maybe just don't get this. Guys, this is not the answer you want from your franchise quarterback. Mike, you playing on Friday? What's up?
Nah, it's soon. I only had 3 practices, 11. Right. I don't want to go out there and do that, you know, but I feel good, though, you know. But that's at the same time, you know, like I said, I only had 3 practices.
Duran writes, y'all really starting to complain too much regarding Penix.
Are we?
He has 3 practices after being cleared in a new system, and you want him to just get on the field.
Hey. He's been in the system all offseason.
He's been practicing all offseason. A bad take that you and Dukes are just beating to the ground every day.
What is this guy talking about?
Yeah, again, sir, he's been at camp. He's been practicing.
Oh, my God.
He's been practicing all summer, sir.
Oh, my God. He's been out there. You know when he got the playbook? Remember John Gruden's podcast?
Hey, Jack. Hey, when are you going to be out there? Yeah. Orin, I know you're going to have to go to the computer.
He got the playbook in February.
Find the Michael Penix audio from John Gruden and give me more of that, and I'll say, yeah, that's what I want to hear.
Are you on schedule to be ready for the regular season?
I am.
And perhaps training camp?
I am.
Sheepish, but okay, said he was.
So you're the first guy we asked for. I see we got to get Penix.
Yeah.
Because I got a feeling you got a truckload of whoop-ass. I get the feeling you're about to come out of you.
So, Penix, you ready to get out there, pal? I know other quarterbacks, you know, Steve Young. He didn't even know what day it was. He's out there finding his helmet. Troy Aikman had his helmet on backwards. Looked like the human cannonball. He's trying to get out on the field. How about you, buddy? You ready to go? What's that? Just 3 11-on-11s, huh? Okay. There's a profile and courage right there.
In that same podcast, Gruden asked Penix, you got your hands on the playbook. You remember this?
Yes.
It's February.
You're raring to go.
Stop with this BS, guys.
Mike Pettis, you're raring to go, aren't you? You're fireball. You're ready to get out there. You're a gunslinger.
He said, I just got my hands on the playbook. It was right after the Super Bowl.
No, not ready yet.
Come on,
man. I don't have that.
Stop making excuses.
In front of me today.
Stop making excuses.
No, guys, it'll be Thanksgiving, and he hasn't played yet. You guys, he can't rush back. But you guys just stop, okay? If Michael Penix Jr. wasn't your idea of what the Falcons quarterback was supposed to look like, you'd be singing a completely different tune. It's comical, okay? But this is the guy.
I'm right where I need to be.
This is the guy you want, a guy who has proven he can't stay on the field. Right now we can't get him on the field. You know, so I mean, yes. Hopefully by week two we open it against Carolina. He'll be ready to go.
Week two.
Who knows?
Is it going to be perfect week two for him to come out?
I don't know. I'm just saying, if you listen to that and you don't say to yourself, man, I wish he had a little more attitude, a little more aggressiveness. You're just making excuses for the man.
By the way,
and we're not making a mountain out of a molehill because a lot of guys hear this and are rational and say, I've never heard an NFL quarterback sound like that.
By the way, would it have hurt if he said, man, I'm just itching to get a series. Man, I hope I could get a seat. That would have been enough. But he didn't even say that. He didn't even. Hey, man, you know what? I really want to get a series, man. I've been telling Coach, like, get me a series.
I mean,
and get me up out of there.
They had to take Chris Chandler's helmet away from him. Remember how Chris Chandler would come off the field? There'd be some blitz because I used to sit in the old end zone at Georgia Dome, 124. Chris Chandler's hair would be all messed up. He would literally look like Charlie Brown after losing. Would pull the football from him, and Chandler would be like, I don't know. You know, it's like the old Snickers head.
Yeah.
Where are you? Atlanta.
Let me go.
Who
back
are
in
you?
There.
I'm Batman.
Let me go back.
Man, he's still
there.
Trying to get it. I'm just saying, man. It's a bit strange.
It doesn't.
But again, this doesn't define him. But it's just not what we want to hear.
No.
That's all we're saying.
All right. I want you to hear a couple of other things here before we get to Grant. Big win for the Braves last night. Incredible moment.
Did Mike Vick come back from that knee injury in 2003 ahead of schedule? I want to say yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Mike, there's a competitive drive in these guys that this is why they are in the professional leagues. There's a difference. And if you are really elite, if you're going to be elite, that is in you in a different way.
And I had a guy hit me up on Twitter. He goes, you guys didn't have this energy when you interviewed him. Bull blank. I was trying to pump Penix every time we talked to him.
Can I tell
give
you
me
something?
Give me a break, dude.
Can I
clear
tell
out
you
your
something?
Ears.
He didn't give us a damn thing. Can I tell you something? 3 days later, he went on Cam Newton's damn podcast, and he didn't give us anything. We asked him the same damn questions. I said, man, you look healthy. You look like you're doing everything great. Oh, man, I'm on my own timetable. Okay. 404-726-0929.
I'm right where I need to be.
Yeah, I know. Let me hear Kevin Stefanski talk about Penix and why the coach says he's not playing. Coming from the coach.
Yeah, just got back to team drills on Monday, so just felt to keep the focus on these 3 days and see how I came out of it. And again, you guys can talk to him, but I think he did well.
Coach is supposed to say that. That's fine. That's his job. It is not the starting quarterback's job to say, nah, man, I'm not ready yet. I ain't going out there.
You got a vote for Stetson Bennett here at the tent.
Come on, get out of here with that. Please. He's ridiculous. I mean, these people out here, what are we talking about,
look,
Mike?
I mean, this is why, and again, this is why some people out there here, and they see Jack Strand going up against third stringers.
Did you say Jack Frost?
I say Jack Strand, you're not Huey Strand, and they want to see this guy out there because they're sick of this. There's other guys who are sick and tired of this. Let's go.
You know what Strand did? He competed.
Yeah. But again, guys, this is why a bunch of NFL teams didn't draft Michael Penix. This is why Terry Fano outbid himself. The Raiders were never going to take this player, okay? You outbid yourself for a guy with an injury history who, oh, shockingly, can't stay healthy. And now in year three, we're no closer now than we were last year to knowing what this guy is. And again, I hope we get a large sample size. I hope it's going to be 16 weeks. Sure as hell going to be week one. Not sounding like that.
I'm very disappointed. All right, we're coming back. What are you guys laughing at? It's the truth. What are you guys laughing at? Apparently, we got people here looking at us like
taking
we're crazy.
The words out of his
you guys know
said.
We're telling the truth. Yeah.
He wants Stetson. Oh, have another Mick Ultra. Get out of here. He's a Ram, sir. He's a Ram.
All right, we're going to take a break.
Me.
We're going to. We got to come
why
back.
We'll just draft Gunnar Stockton next year, too.
Hey,
okay?
Will you guys make some noise real quick? Hey, make some noise real quick. Because these guys are in our ear talking about this.
Go Birds.
All right.
There we go.
All right, we're coming back.
Right on, brother.
Grant McCauley next.
Thanks, man.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grunes. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grunes.co. That's code PODCAST at Grunes.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at the Tour Championship, guys. We're going to give you an update on the leaderboard here in just a second. Also, a lineup update for the Braves tonight, who finished this series against the Dodgers. Of course, they won last night, and we're going to talk to Grant here in just a few minutes. But a little bit of a surprise, and I got to ask Grant, I'm not sure why, but Ronald Acuña is not in the lineup, so we'll ask him about that. But, Mike, before we get to that, I want to thank all of our sponsors, guys, for being a part of our Tour Championship coverage. And, of course, it starts with Trajan Wealth, your local trusted fiduciary advisor, Bobby Jones Golf Club and Course. Golf to open to everybody and Twin Peaks. Eat, drinks, and scenic views. Here is what it looks like right now. Things are winding down. Some folks leaving the course.
Right.
Scotty Scheffler's still playing. I think he may be on 16 somewhere.
Yeah, he's
going
to be swinging right by us here at the Mick Ultra Tent in just a second. Lee is 8-under in the clubhouse. Victor Hovland finished at 6-under. Colin Morikawa, great round for him, finished at 6-under as well. Ludvig Åberg at 5-under. Ryan Fox, British Open winner, finished at 4-under today. And then we've got some guys that are still on the course. Most of the golfers have completed their round today at Eastlake. But what's going on with
Scottie Scheffler.
3 under coming our way onto 17.
Here he comes.
You got Xander Schauffele. He finished at 3 under today. Matt Fitzpatrick is playing with Scottie. He's still out there. Wyndham Clark struggled early, just 2 under with some other guys putting up some big numbers. And the players winner, Cameron Young, at even par, which almost feels like being over par.
It is.
The way guys are putting up some big numbers today at Eastlake. But Minwoo Lee, Victor Hovland, Colin Morikawa, Chris Goddard, all there in striking distance.
All right, man. Tomorrow will be interesting. We're back here, by the way, tomorrow at the Michelob Ultra Club. We will be here. Again, it's right off of the 17th fairway. So if you're out here, stop by. We'd love to get a chance to see you. We've met so many cool listeners out here today hanging out with us. And a lot of these guys want to argue and jump in the conversation as well. So that's been a lot
of
fun. That's been a lot of fun. Is Grant ready to go? Okay. All right. We're going to grab him.
Well, we got some surprising news about Ronald Acuna. And my first reaction was, it's not disciplinary, or is it? Because of the stupid shenanigans we talked about in Guy Talk, where he's trying to goad Shohei Ohtani into taking second, and he did, or he's telling him to go back to first. Either way, extra base was awarded right in front of Ronald Acuna, which didn't make a lot of sense.
No.
But that's, I don't think that's Walt Weiss's style.
Yeah, I don't either, Mike. I mean, it's curious, if anything. But I think maybe Walt Weiss says, you know what, we've won this series. This is what I'm hoping. I don't know if this is the situation, but we've won the series. Ronald maybe needs a day off, and I've been giving guys periodic days off, and I'm going to give him a day off, you know, of rest. I just think, well, it's Chris Sale, and it's the Dodgers. I kind of would want Ronald out there, but we'll find out with Grant what he's hearing about this over at the ballpark. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Again, last night was absolutely insane. And, Grant, as we start, you know, this conversation, the irony for Mike and I is you said yesterday to us something very interesting about Sean Murphy. And then he comes in and he has a night. And then what about Kim? Because we've had our struggles with him all season long as a fan base, trying to figure out, do we keep him? Do we want him? Is he worth it? And then he has this moment last night. What did you make of Murphy's 3-for-4, including the solo home run, and then what Kim did?
Yeah, it's just funny the way baseball works out. And every once in a while, maybe the game makes you look smart, maybe smarter than any of us are at any given time. But, yeah, I just had that curiosity when I asked Walt Weiss about just the opportunity to get Sean Murphy going and what that could do for the bottom of the lineup and having him back to catch on a regular basis, how that could help Drake Baldwin out. And he could DH, and that would also help the lineup. So you're really accomplishing a lot of different goals there. And we saw a little bit of a reminder of who Sean Murphy can be. He had a double that got him going early on. He had the home run. He even threw in an infield hit for good measure. So a lot of things were going on for Sean. And there's also some value of him working with a young guy like A.J. Smith-Shawver, helping him navigate through that start as well. But with Ha-Seong Kim, I mean, who called that? Nobody was calling that. You just kind of wondered, and I definitely had wondered, and I've talked about it on the show for a couple of weeks. This is a guy who's come back, but is there a role for him? Is there a path to playing time?
Right.
I mean, you would think that a lot of the benefit of his rehab assignment would kind of have worn off at this point. But, you know, the conversations we were able to have after the game last night with Ha-Seong Kim, with Walt Weiss, with Kim's teammates as well. I mean, the one thing that shines through all of this is that guy has remained humble and has been nothing but a consummate pro and continuing to work and work and work in the hopes that the game would happen, that it would find him again. And it did. And he said, look, this game has reminded me of, you know, there are a lot of downs in the baseball season, but if I continue to do my work, that I would find my ups again. And he certainly found one last night, a signature victory for the Braves here in 2026. They've taken the season series from the Dodgers, so they own that tiebreaker if that factors into the postseason picture. A lot of good things happened. Ha-Seong Kim, a big part of it. Sean Murphy, a big part of it. And the second straight night of what I would say is a very complete brand of baseball that the Braves have been playing here.
I know you said to us, Murphy just needs more reps, just needs to kind of get into a rhythm. So as you said, that was very prophetic. Came in the lineup tonight. It just seems like things are starting to click. Do you feel now the pitching's not as big a concern because the bullpen just seems like it's such a strong part of this lineup? And great, by the way, great job by Fuentes. He had to deal with some adversity last night, only gave up that one run with the bases loaded.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the strength of this team very quietly has been the pitching, honestly. I mean, we came out of the trade deadline with plenty of questions. All right, this group has struggled. They needed these reinforcements. Things are going to, you know, how are they going to change if you didn't make a bunch of changes? And really all that happened was that guys started to kind of settle in. Tyler Mahle came over, and he has been terrific. No question about that. You've got Chris Sale. That checks a very big box at the front of the rotation. But the things that have been done by the Bryce Elders and the Martin Perez's and the Grant Holmes here in the second half have also added up. And this bullpen has been very good. And it could get a big-time jolt when you get Robert Suarez back, and he's set to start bullpens the beginning of next week. We saw him throwing again here today. So I do feel like some things have kind of started to click, but you never get really everybody going at one time because, yes, Ha-Sung Kim had a big moment last night. Walt Weiss said, I made up my mind before I even left the park last night that I wanted to reward him with the opportunity to get playing time, talk to Mauricio Dubon, and he had the opportunity to give Ronald Acuña Jr. a breather because, let's be honest, Ronald's been going through it for a while. They need to get him going. So hopefully this slowing the game down a little bit, allowing him to just kind of sit to the side and watch and take some of the pressure off can be one of the things that kind of helps him get re-regulated and get himself going again.
What'd you make of Smith Shawver's start last night?
I thought he was pretty sharp, and this is the biggest challenge that he has faced, you know, at least since his comeback, and certainly one of the toughest lineups that you're going to find. And he was able to get through. He made one mistake with a slider, which is a relatively new pitch for him, by the way, not one he's thrown a lot of with Tommy Edman, and it just snuck out of the ballpark. So I know that that's, you know, one of those things where you can't take that away, but outside of that one mistake, I felt like he was poised. He was commanding pretty well, which is also a challenge for Tommy John guys when they first come back. And he told me last night, he's just like, I'm just kind of, throughout this process, continuing to learn, continuing to stay curious about ways to get better. And that, I think, is the right mindset when you're a guy that's had to go through, yes, a lot of physical rehab, but also mentally get yourself plugged back into the game and come back as the best version of yourself. And I think he's done that.
What was your take on what Ronald was trying to accomplish with Shohei going back to first?
So when I watched it in real time, I saw, I have a TV in front of me, and I also have the actual game from the press box. And my curiosity was, when Shohei stumbled, if Ronald didn't want to throw behind him at first base, obviously when you looked at the replay on television, all it showed was it looked like Ronald was doing that playful little thing of, I'm going to point my glove and you're going to not run and we're going to have a fun little moment, and it blew up in his face.
Yep.
I understand why it looks that way, but when we talked to Walt after the game, he said Ronald wanted to throw behind him at first base when he saw him stumble. Matt Olson wasn't there, and by the time he double-clutched, Shohei Ohtani is a great player. He's also a great base runner. He took advantage of that temporary lapse and was able to get to second, but I wouldn't necessarily use that to just absolutely go after Ronald Acuña Jr. for, you know, a bad play. I think it was just one where he got caught in between, and Shohei Ohtani was able to take advantage.
So no Acuña in the lineup today. It has nothing to do with that, correct?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing to do with that. That didn't even come up.
And what is the deal? What is Walt doing with Acuña here?
Yeah, the big thing for Ronald is we've talked about the trying to get him on track because of what an impact player he can be. One of the things that, you know, we kind of dug into was, like, what are you seeing at the plate from Ronald Acuña Jr. was kind of one of the discussion points with reporters here just a few minutes ago. And Walt said, I'm seeing more chase this year, but I'm not seeing it come with the walks that we're accustomed to seeing, because Ronald is a guy that even when he punches out, you're still going to see him draw his fair share of walks, and those have dried up. It's obviously an issue for the entire team. He's not the only one, but especially since he's come off the IL, he's just continued to struggle with making good, solid, regular contact. And he felt like maybe, as players do, you kind of get guilty of, like, you're speeding the game up on yourself. And I asked about, you know, Ronald having missed so much time. Is that kind of part of the mentality? And he said, yeah, it absolutely is, because you miss a whole bunch of time, and you come back, and you're thinking subconsciously or otherwise, I got to be the best possible version of myself because I missed a whole bunch of time. I got to be twice as good now. And I can tell you, in most things, including our line of work, typically does not work in your favor.
We got Yamamoto going up against Sale. Will the Braves please give him some run support? Give that run support. Sale has been so
it
muddy.
It would certainly be nice.
I mean, you could argue, I mean, off the top of my head, Grant, I can think of three more games that he should have as a dub.
Yeah, I think that Chris Sale has done everything you could possibly ask from him this year, and his resume bears it out. I mean, I talked about this on From the Diamond over the weekend. He's made 23 starts. The Braves have won 12 of those. He has 9 losses and 2 no decisions. He's pitched well enough to win 21 games at minimum from what I was able to count up. He had one bad start against the Angels, and one start was shortened by rain. Otherwise, you know what you're getting here from a guy who's on his road to the Hall of Fame and continues to remind you why every fifth or sixth day. So you need another one of those performances from Chris Sale, and maybe some of this momentum that the Braves have built by knocking off the Brewers in Williamsport and by coming in and taking the first two against the Dodgers will continue the role of getting this team back on the right track heading into September.
Real quick, did this series or the fact that we've won the season series against the Dodgers give you more of a glimmer that we have all the makings, that this can really truly happen, even though we've gone through this doubt, right, and talking about what we felt like this team was missing? I don't know if you felt that way all along, Grant, but I think there are a lot of people after this Dodgers series are like, man, forget the Dodgers. Like, we can play with these guys, and that's obvious through the season series.
Yeah, I think it has, and there's just two different ways to look at this, where you've got the series that you just won against the Dodgers, and then you've got the fact that you've had a good chance to win a series against the Milwaukee Brewers as well, the opportunity to take two out of three from them, but a pitcher's duel went their way. So I really think as you look at what the Braves are, and more importantly, we talked about what the Braves aren't, you're never as good as you are when everything's going great. You're never as bad as you are when it's all going wrong, and somewhere in between, we kind of find out who this team is. And when you go through those really, really challenging times, a lot of times you will find yourself better off and better prepared for games like this, series like this, and, of course, when it doesn't get any bigger than October, which a lot of these guys know about. And a lot of other guys on this team would like to go experience because they haven't either been able to do it in a while or they've never done it before.
Good stuff, Grant. Noah Cunha in the lineup tonight. Chris Sale on the hill. Let's finish these dudes off. We will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Thank you again.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Braves, big win last night. Mm. Mike said it earlier. Kim, help us any way you can. I still have no expectations, but it's great that he came through in the way that he did.
Look, as we said, there's nothing worse than being out of your rhythm. He had an injury, so that just put him out behind the eight ball. And then, of course, Mateo became a fan favorite. And then Dubon was in there.
That's right.
Jimmy Baseball had a run. Then he realized, you know, he's not ready for the show. And now it's like, okay, can you give me something? Because to not be able to be in a routine, that's why I feel bad for Lane Thomas when he gets plugged in. Pinch hitting's tough.
You're right.
But anyway, can Kim build on this, get some confidence? As Tony Gwynn Jr. told us yesterday, he was very popular in San Diego in that clubhouse, the Braves. You saw the reaction last night.
It's crazy.
Everybody feels for the guy.
It's crazy.
I know I've killed him, deservedly. Hopefully it turns into something positive for Kim. If Kim and Murphy start hitting, giddy up, right?
No doubt. Who's ready to rock?
There's a website.
What?
That says
what?
If Tua doesn't perform well.
What?
On Friday in Miami.
Yeah. I was talking about AC/DC. Now you want to talk about this?
I just saw a listener just sent this to me. I'm ready to rock. Is Tua ready to rock?
We'll talk about it next.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber. So I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
You know, recommendations can be great. Maybe someone recommended this podcast, and here you are. But home projects are different. If a podcast isn't your thing, you lose a few minutes. If you hire your cousin's neighbor to mount your TV, you might end up with a lopsided screen and wall damage. Maybe "I know a guy" just isn't enough for your home. That's why Thumbtack works. It matches you with top-rated local pros with photos, reviews, and credentials all in one place. For your next home project, try Thumbtack. Hire the right pro today.
Who telling me that tomorrow is make or break for Tua Tagovailoa?
This is it.
Is that
make
what you're telling
no me? Mistake about
Come
it.
On.
This is it. Mark Zeno says your life's on the line. So a couple of guys hit us up and a couple of these websites. And now everybody who has predictions, market sites, does sports headlines, you know, to draw clicks.
That's true.
And a couple of these sites put out there saying,
like Kalshi,
right?
Yeah.
Could this game decide if Tua is a Falcon? And I didn't see Zeno's tweet because I block him. But Zeno apparently put it out there that look, he's not played well. We don't know what Stefanski has seen that maybe we haven't seen.
9 snaps. Come on.
But again, you know, but he also didn't look good in the 11-on-11. It depends on who you spoke with.
Yes, I mean, we're not. You have to incorporate all
of these
practices.
Or the Colts scrimmage.
Yes, but you have to incorporate all the practices. See, I think that's what's been misleading. There's been good, there's been bad. But there's also been good and bad with Michael Penix.
Right.
Even in 7-on-7, nobody's talking about that because, well, we got to wait till he gets to 11-on-11. Look, I think right now, Mike, we're in flux only because the confidence level for us as fans is not where it needs to be. Look around the league. There are a ton of teams right now where their fan base, the least worried part of their football team is the quarterback.
Right.
It's our most and biggest concern. So when we talk about Tua, and again, I'm saying this, I do not believe that to be true. I said to you earlier today, he'd really have to wet the bed. And when I say that, guys, I'm talking about maybe two ugly interceptions.
Yeah, pick six, miss a snap. You know.
Fumble a snap, right? Yeah. And then you go, man, he does not look the part. And it gives them a reason to maybe have to make a decision. But right now, I don't feel like he's given them that much of a reason to make that decision, especially with not knowing when or if Penix is going to return.
Right.
The date. I'm talking about the date. Nobody can give me the date right now. Nobody can say, hey, October 3rd, Carl, he's back. He'll be back September 27th. Nobody can give me the date.
Right. And again, we're not even talking about Jack Strand because, guys, the first thing
Did
first.
Did you say Frost?
I know there's a lot of folks out there. We had today at the tent here with the thanks to Mick Ultra. Great day at East Lake. Back tomorrow from 2 to 5, and then Falcons pregame kicks off. But, guys, you know, talk about Jack Strand. Talk about Penix Jr. Guys, is Penix playing? They hadn't heard the news. No, he's not playing. Guys, I just don't understand how people can hear it the way Michael sounds and not be a little put off by it. It just, and that was the crux of our argument earlier today. It's not what I'd expect to hear from a guy competing for a job. And if we're honest, guys, competing for his NFL career as a starter.
That's correct. You know? Right. His livelihood.
Now, if he's so mellow and if you believe, and this is something that athletes say all the time, I even say it myself these days, control the controllables. If he has a sense of grace and that's how his spirit is, he's just like, look, man, I know I'm not ready yet. I'll be ready. I'll take this job and get. That's his style. Okay, we'll get used to it. But I do think, and a lot of guys agree with us, it just didn't sound right. And that's what we were reacting to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what am I going to be talking about? Oh, he doesn't go week one. You're cool with that? It's not week two. Okay, when? And then we're getting into this argument of, Carl, how much of a base do I know of what I got with Michael Penix? I mean, because he's only started 12 games as a player in the NFL.
It's not enough. It's just not. And we will all wait to see. But
I have no interest in Tua.
Well, that's fine.
I'd rather see a guy like Jack Strand make the lineup.
Well, if you're going to keep him
the roster,
if you're going to keep him playing, because he's outplayed everybody.
Right.
Seriously.
But this is why we need 4 weeks of preseason.
Okay.
This is another part of having the 17-week season. We don't have week four for this. You've only got 3 weeks and a scrimmage to figure this out. And I'm with you. I mean, we all know what Cooper Rush is. He's a solid backup. He's a steady piece. But you don't want to lose Strand, though, because you put him on the practice squad. As we know, another team can steal him if they like him.
Yeah. What I'm hearing from Falcon fans, and not all, some, is like it has to be an extreme – situation that happens for Strand to see the field. And I'm just like, well, I guess this competition thing is not real, just like it's not real with Tua and Penix. It just hasn't been. So what you're telling me is there's a predetermined outcome. Don't care what you do on the field.
Right.
This is your lot in life. That's what you're telling me. Because what you do and how you impress on the field really doesn't matter. This is your lot. That's the problem I have. Like, let's stop BSing everybody about, oh, it's a competition and the best guy's going to play and, oh, this guy's going to outplay that guy. Okay, well, if that's the case, he should be playing more.
Right. I mean, Cleveland fans are dealing
with this.
Yeah, Cleveland fans are dealing with this right now with the whole Shedeur Sanders thing. Everybody wants to see Shedeur. You just saw Deshaun Watson look pretty mediocre in his preseason game, and they announced that he's the starter for the first 2 weeks. I still think on that in that situation,
it's going to play out.
Different than ours. The owner is leaning heavily on this guy. He's stolen all this money, and now you're just trying to get something out of him, and you'll say, look, he's not the guy, and then Shedeur takes over.
Yeah, and you know why Stefanski wanted out. The same reason why Todd Monken's like, okay, whatever you want.
You got a dysfunctional franchise with a meddling owner.
Yeah. So we'll see, man. We'll get into specifics tomorrow. There are some guys that we need to have good performances from. And again, when you start talking about this roster, I know it's crazy. Guys, we're only talking maybe about five slots. Maybe. When you start talking about this roster and like, oh, he's got a chance to make the team. Okay, so hypothetically right now, let's just throw a number out there. You got 12 guys. And five spots.
Right.
Right?
I mean, guys, just do the
math. At different positions.
Take your starting 11 times 2 is 22. Double, that's 44. Now, kicker, punter, there you go. Who stays, who goes? Should be more players. You know me, man. I've argued this for years. Should be a 60-man roster. NFL owners are cheap. Same reason we don't have grass on the field.
Yeah.
But, hey, it's 53, and they got to get down.
Yeah.
So and they get down by the 30th.
But you know what? This game could determine whether or not a guy is he's on the cutting block, right? And so we'll get into that
tomorrow. Does Cash Jones be a practice squad guy? Does he make the roster?
He has to.
Because he's got the versatility of receiver, special teams, running back. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, again, tomorrow.
Georgia fan over here giving us the cash money sign.
He's been really good, by the way. He's been really good. For the Falcons, I'm talking about. We are going to be back out here tomorrow at East Lake. Same location, by the way. So Michelob Ultra Club is what they're calling this. And it's a great spot, man, sitting on the fairway of 17. I know Tony got a chance to go out there and take some great pictures today.
Man, he's got some great stuff. I mean, he did not heckle Rory. Good luck with your lucky charms. But no, and your putting. But no, he had some great shots. Scotty Scheffler, great shots at the club. I just posted a photo that Tony took. But yeah, man, it's just a beautiful day to be out here tomorrow. Knock wood, weather looks good as well.
Yeah, and that's the good news. I mean, you're right. Let's knock on this fake wood here. Because everybody was worried about showers this afternoon.
Right.
Look, it's still summertime. You might get a pop-up shower every now and then. I just didn't want that torrential rain to come in here.
Yes.
Lightning, and then everybody's got to get off the
course. Yeah, I was in Ireland for the Florida State-Georgia Tech game. You were here with Chris when the lightning came last time.
It was crazy because I remember, like, the troopers, the state troopers came in.
Right.
And, like, it's like now. Like, it was just us and a few people, and they were like, you've got to go. It was, like, 5 o'clock, right about 5 o'clock.
Right.
And we were like, hey, yeah, we're doing a radio show. And the guy was like, no, you've got to leave. We were like, no, you don't understand. He was like, no, you don't understand. And I was like, okay, were you here? It was unbelievable. So literally, I felt like I was being escorted out.
You're going to exit the premises, sir.
By state trip, like they were like, everybody's got to go. And the problem is, for those who are not understanding, these tents are lightning rods.
Yes. Okay? They're made of metal.
And
you're surrounded by metal.
Yeah, and when it was lightning, so they got everybody off the course. The golfers suspended play, but then everybody had to leave the course.
Right.
And that was the problem. But none of that today, and hopefully none of that this week.
So was it similar to that time, like my first week on the job, when we had that fire drill?
Oh, jeez.
And for those who are new to the show, back in the day, it was back in 2014, only been working with Carl like a week, and there was a fire drill.
You're a maniac.
And my old station, we never left the studio for a fire drill. It's a fire.
Who doesn't leave the
it's
studio
a fire drill.
For a fire drill? Yes, in case a real fire happens. I need to know how to escape.
I see the stairs. I see a sign that says exit. How hard is that?
I need to know how to escape.
I mean, so anyway, I'm like, that's ridiculous. We're not going to leave. And the boss is like, oh, come on. We're going, Mike. And I slapped my hand.
You did not. You broke the wall.
I slapped my hand against the sound.
That is not true.
The sound dampening material.
There was no damage done
to the studio.
That's not
true. But again, the way it got around the office, Mike put a hole in the wall.
That's what happened.
Like, Mike threw a chair out the window.
Almost happened.
That's what happened.
It almost happened.
And I'm walking down the stairs, sounding like, Yosemite Sam. Wrecking. Anyway, so follow safety, I guess, advice is the moral.
The best part about that day is everybody exited. And we're down on the street. We're literally like on 14th and Peachtree, so you got an entire building.
Right. And
it's
screaming,
a fire drill.
And I'm huffing and puffing and yelling.
And we were outside for like an hour. It was unbelievable. All right, tomorrow.
And there was no fire.
It was a drill. Don't you want to know how to get out?
Yeah, Exit sign. Stairs.
What if that's not the only exit? That's the only exit. I need to know all the exits.
The other exit with the stairs.
You know what? You'd be the guy to get on the elevator. You'd be the guy to go, elevator's working. No
then,
elevator.
Well, guess what? Then Jeff Daniels and Keanu Reeves will come down and save me.
I think that was the fire drill they made us walk down.
We did.
It was, didn't they? I think
yes.
It was 10 flights of stairs or something
yes.
like that.
Yes. Should have grabbed my Achilles. Ah!
Oh, man. All right. Tomorrow we're back here again at the Tour Championship. And as we leave you, I'm looking at the leaderboard, Mike. Scottie Scheffler is 4 under. He's on 17. He
yeah,
could
man.
Be 5 under before the day is over. Maybe 6 under. He's on 17.
Right.
But MW Lee.
Right.
Mwoo Lee.
Mwoo Lee.
Is 8 under atop the leaderboard. And Morikawa, look at this.
Yeah, man. A lot of guys, all the names. That's why it's the best golfers, the top 30 in the world for the FedEx Cup points who made it here to Eastlake. And we'll see just how Scotty rolls tomorrow. I know, guys, if you get out here, it's the best value as far as golf because it's so intimate. I just talked about my cousin here, got to basically right across from Rory and everybody else. It's amazing. It's not like the Masters. We love the Masters, but this is just a more intimate setting and just great access.
All right, man. We got to get out of here. Chris has got a full show, Big O. All right. Stay tuned for Turtle.
Hey,
let's get out of here and clear our throat. Yeah, I was trying to talk about AC/DC. You want to talk about Tua getting cut.
Well, I just saw that. I mean, saw this. I said, you know, you and I had said that earlier in the week. I'm glad somebody else said it and apparently got noticed nationally.
All right. This game.
Tua needs to not suck on Friday. I think we all agree there.
This game has gotten way more interesting.
Yeah.
Hasn't it?
Yeah.
I'm just talking about this third
just
preseason
game. I'm just telling you right now. I mean, by the time we get home tonight, just be prepared to carry me for 3 hours tomorrow.
Dude, I can only imagine.
Just I'm saying.
Tony, good to see you. Have fun tonight,
it's
guys.
It's going to be dirty deeds done dirt cheap, baby.
Dirty deeds.
Done dirt cheap.
Thank you guys for making us a part of your day, hanging out with us here on Dukes and Bell. Andy and Randy are back here tomorrow, too, by the way.
Right.
They'll be here from 11 to 2. So if you get a chance to come out and hang out with Andy and Randy, make sure you do that. All right, man, we got to get out of the way. Commissioner Gordon, our on-site engineer, back at the studio, Big O. Thank you. And executive producer, Day-Day. Day-Day's coming out here tomorrow.
Yes, Day-Day. Meet Day-Day live.
He will be out here tomorrow.
That's right.
All right, man. Stay tuned. Turtles got you covered. Let's get out of here. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, everybody signed off on it. Now, ACC, the Big 12, the Big 10, the SEC, of course, did. Now we got more injunctions, more of these temporary restraining orders. Apparently a judge in Texas about these. Again, these guys, washed-up players. Bringing back Washington. That's the other thing. What's the demand? What's that tight end going to do for LSU? That's going to be the piece that puts them over the top?
Yeah.
And we've already talked about common sense in college football. Man, when the next time we can get Congress to get together on this, I really hope they could fix and make something out of Carl, the Save College Sports bill, because we really need some leadership here. I mean, we're going to have an entire offseason now of games. Is LSU going to have to basically forfeit these games if this guy plays in? I mean, think about the legal ramifications. The LSU may be suing the SEC. Where does it end?
It doesn't. Hey, I got a good friend on tour. I'm not going to tell you who he is, but I had a discussion with him because I said, man, you guys just make it look so effortlessly. And I said this to Mike when I came in today. All these professional tournaments, if you've ever been to one, you see these guys, they're hitting like a 7-iron,
right?
200 yards, 230. And you're like, how? The point is this. If you're a casual golfer, if you're a weekend golfer, if you are somebody that just took up the game, don't take it that serious. You hit 30 balls to warm up, and then you're mad that you shot a 107. Mm-hmm. These guys hit thousands of balls a day. And so when you see it, practice does make perfect. Everybody all upset over a Saturday round where I shot 95 and you took 20 balls to warm up? Relax. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't,
you don't think you're ready either.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped muscle oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.